This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, March 17, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. The Drainage Committee, comprised of five state and local authorities governing water, transportation, and the environment, has a proposed plan underway to create a wastewater collection system to manage excess water due to heavy flooding in Detroit. Detroit Documenters reports the proposed drainage tunnel would stream stormwater runoff from I-94 to a state sewer along I-96. Construction is expected to begin October 2024 and completed in 2033. Check out documenters.org for more information. Detroit City officials today announced a $45 million project to invest in a dozen recreation centers across the city. Of that, $30 million is from the American Rescue Plan Act, $10 million from city bond funds, and $5 million are from business entrepreneurs, reports the Detroit News. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has submitted voter signatures to run for re-election. She says Michigan needs continued strong leadership as it emerges from tough times like the COVID-19 pandemic. The first-term Democrat thanked about 100 supporters near the Capitol today before she and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist submitted the petitions that candidates must file. The governor declined to assess the 10-plus Republican candidates vying to challenge her. The field will narrow after the April 19th filing deadline. A new restaurant opened yesterday on West Warren Avenue in Detroit to serve the local community. Charminar Biryani Express will offer students and frontline workers a 15% discount. The new Indian restaurant hopes to add flavor and food to Detroit's culinary scene, offering nearly 100 items and halal, vegan, and vegetarian options. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.